Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is your girl, Life Coach Nisha, the realist. And to all of you and to everyone, I know it's a late time to say it, but hey, Happy New Year. And I hope all of you guys are starting off the new year in a great way, as I am. To abundance, to peace, to love, and prosperity to this year, to each and every one of you out there. Tonight, I just want to talk about catching feelings or in your feelings. I know many of you out there know exactly what I'm talking about. You catch feelings and then you end up with a broken heart. Yes, yes, yes. I like to say from my own personal experience that love hasn't always been the greatest journey to explore. And I know many of you out there can also vouch for that. You know, you get involved in, you know, relationships that you think are actually going somewhere and they really don't. They actually go from sky high to like, you know, dirt shit. You know, and you think that, oh my God, this is my one. This is my one. He is the one. This is the one I want to spend the rest of my life with. Or, hey, this is the one that I want to have a deep, enduring friendship with. And it ends up being just what I said. Shit. What the hell, guys? It's 2020. It is 20 fucking 20. It is time for real love, real friendships. Out with the zeros, in with the heroes. Amen. Yes. And while I'm talking about catching feelings, love, and heartache, of course, I guess what I have learned over the years is that you have to have gratitude and the thanks even for the people that you actually fell in love with. Because at the same time, if you didn't meet that person or those persons, you wouldn't have learned a lesson. And sometimes those lessons are needed in order for you to move on or move forward in your life. And it's not always the easiest thing to do is things such as letting go, which is very, very hard and difficult for some people, especially me. When you meet people, or when you meet a special person, like I said earlier, and you tend to think that it's something special, something more enduring than you had with the last person, and you come to find out that that person takes something from you, you give your all in the relationship, you give everything, your heart, your feelings, your emotions, you share things with the other person that you may have never shared with anyone else before. Only to find out that the other person didn't share those same feelings with you, how they felt, what they went through, their heartache, their pain, their struggle. You were like the only person in the relationship to share those things with that person. But of course, it's forgiven. It's like, oh, well, maybe this person isn't like that. Maybe they're just not as verbal as I am. And that's okay. They're still with me, right? Only to find out that the person really never loved you or never even cared for you, never even liked you. You were there to serve a purpose, whether that purpose was for money, whether that purpose was for sex, whether that purpose was to gain something for ego, for some other reason. But the ones that ultimately hurt you in the end are the ones who ultimately get the karma back, if you know what that means, you know. Sometimes way worse when they meet someone else. But it's not our job as individuals to give them that karma. That is something they learn over time. That, hey, it's not your fault that, you know, they left. You know, it's theirs. You know, and people, I don't know, people just leave people and hurt people for just, I don't know, stupid reasons sometimes. But again, you got to let go. Let go and let the universe bring the right person to you. But at the same time, have gratitude for the people that helped us and that hurt us. I know that's a hard thing to do, but Like I said, in the end, it is very rewarding. You know, the universe does not recognize what you want and what you don't want. That's the crazy thing. You manifest things in your mind, even in love, career, job, money, relationships. You manifest those things through your thoughts. So if you always think that, hey, you know, I'm going to get hurt like the last person hurt me, you're going to continuously get more people to treat you the same way that the last person and the person and the person before that did. Because you're manifesting it just in the words that you speak. So instead of saying it that way, you can say, hey, I am loved. I deserve to be loved. I am special. I am desirable. I am attractive. See the difference? The more that you want, the more you will continue to want. The more that you put out, hey, the last person hurt me, the more that hurt that you get. So instead of taking the pain that you feel of rejection and abandonment, pain, whatever, betrayal, take the heartache and turn it into something positive. Use heartache as a motivation, as a way of strengthening yourself, but not closing out your heart chakra, not closing out your heart to other people that come in. Because when you block yourself, you don't allow other people to come in that may actually be the one, or might be the right group of friends, or the right person, or the right husband, the right wife, or the right person that is for you. Because there is someone for everybody, in my opinion. You just have to be open to it, and you have to accept it. But if you carry the weight of pain that you experience with someone before the person or the new person that you met, you'll continue to carry that baggage or that pain or that heartache on with the next person that you meet. Learn to let go and let the universe handle what you shouldn't. Let the universe handle it. Because, of course, revenge is so bittersweet. And we all been guilty of that. Oh, okay, like, look, I'm going to show him or I'm going to show her. Because you hurt me, I'm going to do the same thing to you. But really, what are we gaining other than something that's so sinfully, so sinfully enjoyable for the minute? But you know what? You still have that pain, that hole in your heart is still there, even when you got revenge. It's like one of those things that you can't fill that space, that missing void of that hole in your heart just by being vengeful with people. Instead of being vengeful, like I said, take heartache and turn it into something positive. Take heartache and make it your motivation. I love that. So for any of you out there listening, remember that. Take your heartache and turn it into something positive. Take your heartache and make it your motivation by however means that you need to do that. That will make you feel on top of the world and learning to forgive. So if Johnny or Janet hurt you, you learn to say, hey, look, I know we had our differences. I know this and this happened, but look, I forgive you. Not for you, but I forgive you for me because I need to move forward in my own life. And I can't carry the baggage of pain and heartache and strife with me along with the next person I'm going to meet, because they will be wonderful, because I am lovable and I deserve love. I am loved and I am attractive. Boy, I'm telling you, catching feelings, those emotions. Boy, I'm telling you, even the hardest person with the hardest heart, I don't know how they do it. You know, the ones that are capable of remaining emotionally detached. How could you like date so many people and not once fall in love with someone? Wow. That has to be an expert, a person of pain who's been hurt many, many times, so they're able to do that with other people, not considering their feelings. That's crazy. But you know what happens? I guess I'm the kind of person that wears my heart on my sleeves and it gets me every time. But this year in 2020, I'm trying to change that. And I'm not going to allow myself to have a wall up and not engage or socialize with other people because of past pain that I felt in past relationships or even my current relationship. Move forward, people. This is your year to shine. Step up, make changes, change relationships, get married, get engaged, get divorced, whatever it is that make you happy. And move on. Let go. Forgive. Forgiveness is not only is a healing for you, not the other person, but a healing for yourself. I'm gonna say it again. So you guys take this with you and remember it. Make heartache your motivation. Turn heartache into something positive. Remember that every day. I am loved. I am special. I am beautiful. I am handsome. I am successful in love. I am abundant in love. I am loved. I am loved. I am loved. And actually believe that with all your heart. And trust me, you'll be amazed at how many people come your way. You'll be amazed at how many like-minded people you attract. You know, let old love go because apparently it wasn't meant for you. I always say, even if you have to separate yourself from a situation and that temporarily didn't work, it was something that temporarily did not work, but it has a way of finding you, of coming back to you, then it was meant to be. But I don't mean in the sense where it comes back to you and it causes you more strife and it causes you more pain and it causes you more irritation. You gotta let that shit go. Because if it's only back to keep you from growing and going wherever it is you need to go in your life, whether it's love, relationship, career, friendship, let it go because it's not worth it. It's not worth it, guys. Oh, but those catching feelings and those emotions and that heart, boy, I'm telling you, that heart wants what it wants. No matter what no one tells you. But you have to know and realize the red flags in relationships. You got to know when the person is right for you. And when anytime you see that someone's not giving like you are, pretty much, and you're the one that's just giving and giving and giving, and the other person is not giving back at all. And it's not always financially. When I mean giving back in communication, giving back and sharing their thoughts, their feelings. Truthfully saying what they feel, truthfully saying how they feel, and they're not putting up a facade, a fake face, fake emotions just to continue getting what they want from you, or using you for their own egotistical reasons. Oh, yeah, we have our narcissists out there that do that to people to make themselves feel some type of way, I guess. But you know what? Don't worry about that. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Because if it left you, then it was never meant to be with you. But if it comes back, it may be meant for you. But if you're still dealing with the same bullshit that you did before, let it go. Let it go, people. This is 2020, a whole new decade. Time for a fresh new beginning, fresh new start in love, fresh new start in relationship, fresh new start in career, success, doing it, doing it, doing it. Come on, people. You got to get up and do it. If it ain't shit, then it's not worth shit. Let it go. Forgive for yourself and move forward. Forgive the person that hurt you. Let it go. So that way you can open yourself up to the next person that comes, letting go of that past baggage. Change your mind, change your thought process. That way you can allow in the perfect person for you that's right for you. Everybody has someone out there that is perfect for them. You just have to change the way that you think about it. Manifestation, people, works every time. Every time. If you manifest it, you think about it, you look at it, you think about it, and you actually believe it, and you take action towards what it is that exactly what that is that you want, love, relationship, career, friendship, money, whatever that may be, you can have it. You can have it. But anyway, boy, I'm catching them feelings. Boy, the heart wants what it wants. The mind wants what it wants. But you gotta realize what's right for you and what's wrong. And if it ain't right, let it go. Okay, guys and ladies, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you very much for listening in. You can always catch me here on this wonderful podcast. This is your girl, Life Coach Nisha, the lovely and one and only Miss Realista. See you guys later. Bye-bye.